Hello, 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 everyone. Hey there. I am so thrilled to join you again and be back in the studio at WATD 95.9 FM today on Sunday, March 28th. Welcome to Mystical Messages. I am your host, Hillary Harley. Mystical Messages is your podcast gateway to all things metaphysical, intuitive, and the realm beyond the veil. Tune in wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. You may also find me, your host, Hillary Harley, on Facebook and Instagram or my website, hillaryharley.com. Today, I am so delighted to bring you my astrology forecast for the month of April. At the end of the show, I will be discussing the moon and its relevance to you in your astrology chart and relationship it has to creativity. We are super familiar with our astrological sun sign, whether we are a Taurus or a Leo sun, for example. However, our moon sign is equally important, and it is tied directly to our creativity, what we are interested in, what lights up our soul, what we produce, and how we go about creating. But before we explore the moon, let's discuss the astrology forecast for the month of April. It's hard to believe April is already here and upon us. April is the customary time for bursting forth on all fronts in life. With our push forward, up, out, and onward, there may be often a rush to judgment or impulsive action that catches up with us later on. After a very languid winter, made infinitely worse and more confining by the COVID pandemic, we are really raring to go now, straight out of the gate. Fortunately, the cosmic energies offer tremendous support to move forward with every aspect of our life right now. Why? Well, on this coming Thursday, April 1st, we are just past halfway through an unusual astrological phase where all 10 planets in our galaxy are turning direct motion. It is unusual in that this is a very prolonged length of time for the planets to be turning direct, over 2 months altogether. This phase will end during the final days of April when Transformer Pluto turns retrograde for the next several months. Until then, we enjoy fairly unfettered cosmic motion. So be sure to take full advantage the next couple of weeks. As you hit the gas pedal of your life right now, it is a really good thing to remember that there is very little to hold your horses, cosmically speaking, as April begins. So it is on us to hit the pause button if we come to a crossroads or key decision. Not only are all of the planets smoothing our path forward, but there are several key alignments and planetary placements that offer favorable energy enhancement right now. Such as, you might ask? Well, when April opens this Thursday, motivating Mars in Gemini aligns with both Titan's generous Jupiter and taskmaster Saturn in Aquarius. We are connecting on all cylinders to ideas, to people, both groups and individuals, and making the most of our technology as we go. Information gathering, sharing, and disseminating is at peak performance right now. So if you have a message to broadcast, especially the first week of April, this is going to be the time to release what you have to say, especially Sunday and Monday, April 4th and 5th, when Messenger Mercury enters fiery Aries at an attention-getting degree. this will be the time to speak your piece and how, so go for it. As Mercury joins valuable Venus and the Sun in Aries, our get up and go feels supercharged. Mercury rules our thoughts, mind, language, and words. As it is loosely paired with the Sun, our will, and Venus, representing relationships, we have no time to waste. We want to get on with it already. The long winter months with planets in cautious Capricorn and dreamy Pisces are over. There is enough considering, evaluating, and reflecting. Now is the time to act. He who hesitates is lost, right? Of course, right. So hopefully you have finished your research and analysis by the end of March, because the impulse to pull the trigger between Sunday, April 4th, so a week from today, and mid-month of April is at peak torque. Our minds are made up, and suddenly we're racing from 0 to 100 in 2.5 seconds flat. We want to know where the dotted line is so we can sign important documents, how fast we can get what we desire or get where we are going already, and make something happen faster, whatever that is, while we ask ourselves, why did we wait so long to do this? We want to do it, know it, and live it right now at the beginning of April. Yes, this is the rapidity of the triple Aries energy at play, the beginning of the month. So in your rush, especially with large purchases and investments, remember to take a breath. Take a minute to check your calculations. Trust me, you do not want to live with buyer's remorse or any I told you so regret of the upcoming Taurus energy later on in April. So it will not hurt to run the numbers on a prospective purchase or sleep on a major decision for just one night. This is especially important during the dark phase of the moon, Friday, April 9th through Sunday, April 11th, right before the new moon, which occurs very late on Sunday, April 11th. This is one catalytic new moon, as the fiery Sun, Moon in Air, and Venus in Aries aligns with Jupiter in Aquarius, meaning we are full, brimming over with ideas and how to get them done and the energy to accomplish it all. The trick with this new moon is taking measured turns, alternating cautious pragmatism with impulsive energy. The Aries trio, Sun, Moon, and Mercury, challenge Transformer Pluto in Capricorn. Our will and our emotions have a great big foot on the accelerator, while Pluto says, not so fast. If you're going to do anything, be sure to do it right. Build what you want to build, but build it to last. Otherwise, impulse decisions will get the better of you now, like pouring gasoline on a fire. However, when managed effectively, this new moon energy on April 11th, 12th, and 13th gives us the incentive to accomplish anything and quickly. So be sure to set your intentions on Monday or Tuesday, April 12th or 13th. Remember to handwrite 3 to 5 goals that you seek to accomplish over the next month or season. Then plant in the ground or carefully set alight. The temperature begins to lower noticeably a few days later when Venus, Mercury, and the Sun shift into earthy Taurus, like dominoes falling into place. From Thursday, April 15th through Monday, the 19th, the hot Aries engine turns over into a gentle purr, and the garden party is on. Valuable Venus leads the energy as she shifts and rolls into her own sign of Taurus on the 15th of April. Here, she feels very at home, taking her time, creating what is beautiful, sensual, yet practical. How does Taurus procure her triple threat creations, both effective, efficient, and luscious? Well, Venus wastes neither time, money, nor resources producing. She knows what everyone can use or relate to, especially the impossible to buy for. She has exactly the right, just the perfect little gift. For Taurus, life is art. Living is an art form, Venus says. Designing, cultivating, planting, growing, and harvesting. Venus is in her own rulership, the sign of Taurus, which comforts us as only Mother Earth can. By the following Monday, April 19th, both messenger Mercury and the Sun join Venus in Taurus, gradually pairing up with radical Uranus. We cannot help but feel life slow down into a more even-keeled, methodical pace, remarkably different from the firebrand, nearly manic first weeks of April. With four planets in Taurus now, we find ourselves moving gradually, even gracefully, tasting what life has to offer, feeling the textures, and yes, smelling the roses too. Taurus is primordial building block energy. She is both the farmer sowing seeds of nourishing food, master craftsman, and designer who builds a lovely yet functional home with a garden, of course, out back. As the Sun, our will, and Mercury, our minds and words, and Venus, our relationships, all converge with the great awakener Uranus, over the last half of April, our values begin to shift. Taurus is the original show me the money sign. It rules worth, and yes, our self-worth, our skills and talents, how we apply these to earn money. And as it cycles through Taurus, the change agent planet Uranus turns everything upside down, as cycling through super stable Taurus really makes for an uncomfortable fit. We have seen the results of this pairing of Uranus and Taurus rendered through economic uncertainty born out of the COVID pandemic. Uranus asks, what are your time and talents actually worth? Are you using them wisely to the most effective benefit? Are you pursuing your passion, not wasting time? If not, should you be cultivating different skills? Then it sets about to change things up, to intentionally push us out of our comfort zone, to awaken us to our greatest self and potential. How? Well, Uranus awakens us through change, sudden events or surprises, what we might know as plot twists, or life's unexpected bends in the road. When each of the interior planets, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, first pair and then move past Uranus this month of April, we may feel mini earthquakes shaking us up. These may take one of many forms, such as huge aha moments, flashes of insight, and realizations such as, why did it take me so long to understand this? Or these events may incite more greater unpredictable events that can really shake and shock us. For your information, Uranus rules lightning, electricity, and earthquakes. So this may have a feeling of a breakdown or breakthrough energy. For some, it may feel like a make-or-break time. So it is helpful that Motivating Mars rolls into Compassionate Cancer, the Crab, on Friday, April 23rd. Our actions are softened as we are drawn toward how we feel or can best nurture our family and ourselves. Our emotions may be running a wee bit high as Mars enters emotional Cancer under the waxing full moon energies. The last weekend of April looks particularly dicey and turbulent heading into the full moon in Scorpio on Monday, April 26th. The energy that weekend is intensified as powerful Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, prepares to turn retrograde the very next day on Tuesday the 27th. Suffice it to say, it is enough to have one of these events in and of itself, but having them paired together is, well, loaded. So take care around April 25th, 26th, 27th, and 8th. Pluto and its sign Scorpio reveal what has been hidden, especially hidden with intention. Under the blazing light of the full moon, old secrets might come out of the woodwork. Karma comes a-calling, if you will. If you have anything to own up to, that last week of April is the time for complete accountability. If not, please do your part to minimize any drama that typically rolls around a full moon. The very long stretch of direct motion planets will come now to an end with Pluto's retrograde on April 27th. We will not see another forward thrust of all 10 planets until February 2022. So make the most of April's fiercely brave first weeks by planting seeds of value and worth, even if that means breaking out of what holds you back or break away from what keeps you from living a soulful life. If COVID taught us anything, it certainly drove home to thine own self be true. That concludes my astrology forecast for the month of April. Now, let's turn to a discussion about the moon and moon signs. If you have ever had an astrology reading, you know that you are far more than just your sun sign. In fact, each of the planets is in a particular astrology sign and house in your birth chart at the time you were born. Today, I want to discuss the moon because it is equally important to the placement of your sun in your horoscope. The moon. We see it every night in the sky, except for maybe one or two days when it is in the darkest phase. In astrology, it represents how we feel. The moon is our emotions, how we nurture and care for ourselves and others. To say that is pretty important is a huge understatement. The moon in astrology also represents our mother, our home, the kind of residence we live in, both our family of origin and the kind of family that we create during our adult years. The moon is also representative of our psychological conditioning and programming, as well as the nation or country of our birth. What is often overlooked is how the moon in our astrology charts represents our relationship to creativity. Our moon placement shows what lights up our soul, turns us on, what we want to make, create, or produce, what we cannot do more of or cannot get enough of. Creativity is not limited to the fine arts, as many think, such as music, painting, or dance. Creativity is essentially problem solving, connecting the dots, innovation, and invention. So the sky is really the limit when it comes to including what may be labeled a creative pursuit. It can be business or anything entrepreneurial, cooking, working with food, or computers and the technical industry, and on and on and on. Creativity is limited only by our imagination, which happens to be ruled by the moon. But for many of the clients I see, they struggle with either identifying what their passion is or are experiencing blocks in their creative process. Or some know what they're passionate about, but need guidance around bringing creativity out into the world. Many of my clients are in the formative stages of their creative development and simply need encouragement. So often, I find that my clients had their creativity suppressed or repressed by others, whether family members or even teachers, leading them to believe that their creative passions are not worthwhile pursuits, or that they could never make money from their passion, or even worse, that they aren't any good at what they love doing. In my 20-year practice, I've seen it so often in my work that I've actually developed a subspecialty to identify, foster, and nurture the creative process. This is where the moon comes in. What we are emotionally drawn to and connect to indicates our passion, what we cannot do enough of, where the hours seem to slip away like minutes. This feeling is nothing short of our soul and the universe telling us to follow exactly that, to pursue and do that. So when working with clients and their creativity, I also look at their moon. What sign is it in? What house in their astrology chart? And also, what is often overlooked, what phase of the moon were they born under? These three elements tell an entire story. For example, someone with the moon in Libra in the 12th house, born at the first quarter moon phase, will approach a creative process and be attracted to something completely different than another person with the moon in the 5th house in Sagittarius under a full moon phase. If you have ever wondered about your creative process or struggled with it, I am here to help and guide you. By looking at your astrological chart and the placement of your moon, together, we can figure out what you are passionate about and how you can pursue your joy, whether as a side hustle or primary occupation. That brings me to the end of my show today. I will be back here in the studio at WATD 95.9 FM in 3 weeks on Sunday, April 18th, with the amazing Dottie Grant Cohen. She is an angel intuitive and a feng shui master. Dottie will also be taking live calls from any listener who would like an angel card reading. Until then, you may find me, Hillary Harley, your host, at hillaryharley.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram. Please tune in to Mystical Messages Podcast wherever you subscribe to your podcasts to hear my monthly astrology forecasts and interviews with groundbreaking healing practitioners. Have a great week ahead, everyone, and blessings.